The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. Jesus answered them, "I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me?" The Jews answered him, "We are not stoning you for good works, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God." Jesus answered them, "It is not written in your law, I said, you are gods?" It calls them gods to whom the word of the Lord came, and scripture cannot be set aside. You cannot say that for one whom the Father has consecrated and sent into the world blasphemes because I said, I am the Son of God. If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe in me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe in me, believe in the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me and I in the Father." Then they tried to arrest him, but he escaped from their power. He went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized, and there he remained. Many came to him and said, "John performed no sign, but everything that John said about this man was true." And many began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. So Lent is almost over. Did anybody by chance give up something for Lent? Maybe chocolate or, oh, that's a lot. Wow. Okay, did anybody, instead of giving something up, said they were going to do something that they usually don't do? Maybe, oh, that's a good number too. Maybe, yeah, bring in groceries or help mom or dad around the house. That is a great thing to do. So one of the things that happened to me during Lent is I got an addiction. I know, isn't it terrible? I became addicted to the internet. You heard of the internet? Yeah. I have become addicted to the internet. Well, not the whole thing, because that would be, you know, millions and millions of bytes and bits and things like that. There is a young man, I think Josh is about 32. Josh lives in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. And what Josh does is 2 to 3 times a month, he'll go into a local restaurant and he'll say, you know, he'll order something and say, "Well, how much is that?" And they'll tell him, he says, "Well, could I have 20 or 30 orders of this?" And the person looks at him and he looks at Josh trying to figure out how is he going to eat 30 of these orders. And Josh explains, "Well, it's not for me. It's for the homeless people in the area." And with that, the owner or whoever is there will make the 20 or 30 orders. And Josh will take this food, put it in his car, and drive to the areas that he knows where the homeless are, and gives it to them. And they have such smiles on their faces when he does this. So what I'm asking for you, for those of you who raised your hands and said, "I'm doing something that I usually didn't do before during Lent," I'm asking you, since Lent is kind of, we're near the end, don't stop what you're doing. Continue it. And you're going, "Oh no, but I don't like doing dishes," or whatever that is. It's okay. It really is. Continue doing it. It will make you a better person, it will make Jesus smile, and it will give you the opportunity to come up with something new for you to do next year.